Hello and welcome to Scamp Scarecast. I'm your host Scamp. Join me whilst we explore this dark and twisted world that we live in. I'll be reading such stories as creepypastas from Reddit, some real true horror stories that you guys have submitted, and occasionally the odd true crime case. So be sure to follow me on Twitter at @SScarecast. Also, join my subreddit at r/scampscarecast, where you could submit your own stories and read others and give feedback and receive. But with that all out of the way, let's get into the scares. Today's story is called The Soul Tree and is by Reddit user BlackCat1206. There was once a graveyard near a house. It was an old graveyard, an old house, to which there was said to be a legend, more like a wives tale of macabre nature. It was that on chilly winter's nights, when the full cold moon was high in the jet-black starless sky, bathing the entire graveyard in a ghostly milky glow, that the people who happened to be passing the wrought iron gates of the cemetery would say they had seen them, their dance and play. Five beautiful yet otherworldly nymphs singing and dancing joyfully around the very oldest, largest evergreen yew. The tree had been there since the very first gravestone was laid, a sapling at the time. Nobody had ever been able to hear the song of the spirits, but all that spoke of their encounter said that it was more of a feeling, a sensation resonating and vibrating from the ground in a continuous, steady, melodic, hypnotic hum that each said filled their bodies and seemed to put all who heard it in a trance. Some people believed the ethereal beings to be the children of Aid, prince of the underworld, coming above ground to round up as many lost souls who may have fallen on the wayside to take them back down to Daeon Seed, as they were a superstition lot in those parts. But many other people thought the apparitions were those of residents of the graveyard itself, who just wanted to stretch their limbs by rising from the eternal slumber a while to recreate the fun times they once had when they were alive. Nothing of any horror was ever witnessed, or come to think of it, befell onlookers of this uncanny performance, and in time, the happening became fondly thought of by the locals and somewhat taken into their hearts. In the end, nobody will ever know the real truth behind the enigma. As time passed, the actual location of the mysterious graveyard has been lost in the tides of time. The mystery of the Soul Tree will always be that. This next story is called My Floorboards Are Always Rising by Reddit user Short Story 1. My floorboards are always rising and I'm getting sick of replacing them. For as long as I can remember, living in this house, the floorboards have never been perfect and I can't find someone to do them for me. So I do them myself. It's a chore to keep replacing my floorboards and for once I just want them to stay flat. When I see them rising again and again, I've gone past anger and just go straight to replacing them. Floorboards are my greatest pain and I couldn't tell you just how many times I've changed them, but it must get done. People who come to my house must wear flat trainers or flat shoes and definitely not high heels or heavy laden boots. These types of footwear ruins my floorboards. And the floorboards don't last long when someone wears high heels. I also demand people to walk slowly on my floorboards and not to rush around or stamp too much. And I know this makes people feel like they're being controlled, but I've got to think about my floorboards. Flooring is so important because it is where we walk, put furniture on, and we wouldn't be able to stand properly if the flooring was bad. For crying out loud, my flooring has risen again, and I had to take them all out. It's physical work flooring, especially as the older you get. But I laid down new ones, then Tiffany came up to me, and she is a ballerina, and she had always wanted to walk or do her ballerina dance on my floorboards with her special shoes, which have knives for soles. I was against it at first, but I decided to let her do her ballerina thing on my floorboards, and it ruined it. So very much, but it was beautiful to watch. My floorboards were tarnished and destroyed, and it was a gigantic mess. When my floorboards were rising again, I had to disconnect them and burn them. I go outside and find new floorboards by looking at the floorboards at the bus stops, tram stops, and on the streets that would make great flooring in my house. The flooring in my house always rises though. I hate rigor mortis. Rigor mortis is the true cause of my floorboards rising. Never mind dragging the floorboards into my house. It's the rigor mortis that gets them. I've redone my flooring again, and I can walk on my house once more. Oops, one of my floorboards coughed as I stepped on it. Better do something about that. This next story is called I Went to a New Theme Park Where All the Rides Are Human by User Short Story 1. I went to a newly opened theme park, and what makes this theme park unique is that all the rides are human beings. Like, the first ride I went on was a piggyback on some guy, and he had me in a piggyback. And he was running around really fast, and it was really fun. As he had me in a piggyback, he suddenly tore something in his knee, and he fell to the ground in pain. And I asked him if he was okay, but he gave no answer. He tried to stand back up to give me more piggyback rides, but he couldn't. Then the man started to be sucked into the ground, and he tried to hold on to anything, but he was a goner. Then the next ride I went on was more of an activity, and there were large people who were tied to the ground. People were jumping on them, and they jumped really high, and I joined in, and it was really fun. I did try to see whether the people we were jumping on were in pain, but they seemed to be fine. Then when I was jumping on a large person, his rib had cracked, and he was in so much pain, I stopped jumping on him, and he begged the theme park not to take him. The ground had sucked him under, and the large screamed in fear and agony. Then the next ride was similar to a piggyback one, but this man actually flew through the air, and it was so much fun. He was going upside down in all weird directions, and I held on to him as tight as I could. And when I let go, another flying man caught me, and he was taking me in all directions through the air. Then the man who was giving me the flying experience suddenly couldn't hold me anymore, and he was out of breath. When he landed with me safely on the ground, the theme park grabbed with tentacles coming out of the ground and ripped him to shreds, only for another flying person to take over him. The next attraction was entering the mouth of some large giant man, and we went through this guy's butt and out the other end. It was tough, and then one person got stuck to his gut, and the theme park janitor had to split open the giant guy's belly and free the person from his gut. The giant man died painfully, and then I had to call it a day. It was really fun. Thanks for listening to Scamp Scarecast. If you've enjoyed today's episode, please feel free to rate on wherever you listen to your podcast. Also, to stay up to date with updates and notifications of the podcast, please follow my Twitter at @scarecast. Also, feel free to join my subreddit at Scamp Scarecast. And as always, stay creepy.